Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After 1 o'clock, it is this time of day, man, where I love having Cables Pub and Grill sponsor the show, but I do a live read for them around noon and one, whatever, and I'm just like, oh, I want to go over and get a cheeseburger or maybe some pizza. I love their personal pan pizzas are ridiculous. Yeah, they just do it the right way. Talk to my guy Sean today, and you know, they've been doing so many things locally for so long now, giving back to the community. I appreciate it, man. Cables Pub and Grill. Guys, it's 106. Stop by. Grab yourself a bite to eat. When you do, tell them I sent you from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. All right, so the Rockies, I mean, this is a terrible June for the most part. And then they go up against the Dodgers. I said this on Monday. I said, watch, Jades. They're going to beat the Dodgers. They're going to win this series just enough to keep me a little bit interested.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
I ain't complaining, though. I got 3 weeks, Jades. I need 3 weeks of the Rockies pretending to be in the wild card race. 3 weeks of it. That's it. So this works. Are they sweeping? Who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight? It's the 640.
Julio Urias.
Ah. Ooh. So low scoring game, or are we gonna get the bats going again like last night? Bats were not going on Monday, and then last night they go off. And then of course we'll see what happens tonight with Marquez. Sweep the Dodgers? They're 4-1 against the Dodgers this year. Explain that to me. Who are the Rockies? Like, seriously. You know, you and I talked yesterday about just staying within. If you can get to yourselves to the point where you're like 4 or 5 games out of the wild card spot, because there's 3, right? Because we do first 2 division winners get the bye, third best division winner plays a wild card team, and then the 2 worst wild card teams play each other. Is that right? In the first round, it's a best of 3. I like that, don't you? Don't do the weird wild card game. Like, you play series all year, and then in the playoffs, oh, but here's this one wild card game to determine everything. Go with what you do in the regular season. Play a series. So the Cardinals are 43-34. They are the third team in right now. They would be the third wild card team, third and final. So it's San Diego, Atlanta, St. Louis. The Rockies are 33-42. They are 9 games out. When do you start getting excited? When do you start thinking, oh, maybe this could happen? Freeland's a good pitcher. Chad Kuhl's been a pleasant surprise for the most part. If you can get Marquez pitching the way he's supposed to pitch, Daniel Bard's been a good closer. Here's what July looks like. This is the last game of June. Yeah, it's an interesting season or schedule for them. A lot of division battles coming up for them. There you go. You finish with the Dodgers tonight. Then you start with the Diamondbacks on July 1st. 3-game series there. Then you're right back at it with the Dodgers on the road. Monday, July 4th, they start that series. And then right back at it with the Diamondbacks on Thursday, next Thursday. On the road. And then home against San Diego. Home against Pittsburgh. Is that brutal? It's the NL West, so is this it? I mean, June was not kind to them, especially the first half. Well, no, just most of June. They salvaged it with sweeping San Diego and then winning the series against the Dodgers. Is this going to be a brutal stretch, though, that might prove to be too much for them to come back from?
I think so. But the other thing you have to consider, Brady, is that the Rockies are the fifth worst team in the NL right now.
Yeah.
The only teams worse than them are the Pirates, Cubs, Nats, and Reds.
I don't know, man. I mean, this just, I get excited about this team. At the beginning, I said I think they were going to be improved. But I don't know. Is the Dodgers thing just a fluke? The Dodgers, like, think the Rockies are so bad that they just can beat up on them? They've always had weird games against the Dodgers, at least the last couple of years. It's been nutty. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That'll be fun. If you guys can hang in there, make it interesting in the month of July, I'd be for that. Okay, we got to do this, Jade of Spades. We got to make it happen. Let's get to it. Today in the NFL. Bum, 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 bum. Man, I know you're a baseball guy, but it's coming, Jades. Football season is, can you feel it? Russell Wilson bringing the noise to the Broncos. We get to see Nathaniel Hackett. Kenny Hackett. How many times am I going to make that one? Haven't made it yet.
Probably too many.
I'm surprised I haven't made that one yet. Are you?
Yes.
You got Colorado State. We made the announcement via Twitter, but we're going to be introducing the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Young quarterback with a long way to go, but I think he's going to be something. I think this four air raid offense is going to be good. Anyway, all that's exciting. Ed McCaffrey, can you get it done in the second full year of football? He's been there. This is third season. He just didn't have a season his first year. But I wanted to hit this story. You don't think gambling's big, bro? It's big. NFL set to hire David Highhill. Love that name. As first executive dedicated to sports betting business. Give me a guess, Jades. You hear that. What does that mean? What do you think that means? They hire David Highhill as first executive dedicated to sports betting business.
They're coming out with their own sports betting platform?
I don't know. Let's read on, shall we? I read it this morning, but there's a lot to it. The NFL announced David Highhill, Vice President, General Manager of Sports Betting, the league's first position solely focused on overseeing its business in the legal sports betting industry. He's been with the NFL for 10 years. He's going to move over from Corporate Strategy Group. He led the league's go-to-marketing sports betting initiatives. In his new role, he'll be tasked with leading efforts to protect the integrity of the game from gambling-related harm, advance the league's brand and reputation, grow the value of the NFL's data and intellectual property, and drive fan engagement globally. Make sure, players aren't betting and stuff, and yet you're still using it to your advantage to promote the game of football. All well and good. I mean, it just goes to show you how big the gambling world really is. You got the NFL looking at it and go, man, we need to have... Just like when social media came on board, right? You start hiring certain people just to manage your social media because it's that important to you. This is bigger than that. Gambling's just, since they legalized it in the States, it's just, and the apps have been all over the place. It's been huge. So there you go. Today in the NFL. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The big story of the day, the biggest story, is the Nuggets making their trade. The Nuggets and the Wizards finalizing the deal to acquire the Nuggets getting Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith, a point guard. And then the Nuggets shipped off Will Barton and Monte Morris. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Did the Nuggets get better today with that trade? It's just, again, you lost Monte Morris. Like, if you would have just done a straight trade, Monte for KCP would... I could definitely see that happening. Now, I just don't view Will Barton as that big of a loss. You know, he has been... I had a guy once tell me, dude, Will Barton could walk up to me in the middle of the street, give me $1 million, and I wouldn't take it. Because, you know, I don't trust it. Will Barton's that guy. He'll lure you in, man. He'll lure you to sleep, and you're like, oh, he's good. Yeah, there's 20 points. And then the next four nights, where is he? What's going on with him? It's been a weird ride for Will Barton, man. You know, I'm a big Nugget fan, but you got to call it out when you see it. You weren't growing with Will Barton. He's been with this team for so damn long. I mean, it's kind of hard to think about it, but he's been with the Nuggets for a while now. He came in from Portland. He started with Denver in 2015 and then started to battle injuries. I mean, he played 82 games his first year with Denver. Yeah, 82 his first full year because it was the trade and he had 28. Had 81 in 17. Really struggled to do even, you know, 60% of the season. So Will Barton's gone. Monte Morris is gone. A fan favorite, to be sure. How will you remember those guys going forward? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043, 16 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, let's get into this Mike Chambers deal. I want to talk about it a little bit more. It's a fascinating story in ethics. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show. I got a suggestion for you. Get over to No Limit Collectibles. Jades is telling me that they got some new cards in, like Cale Makar, Nathan McKinnon. Some signed stuff, too, like autograph stuff. Get your Avs memorabilia. That's one thing. Like, I have some cool Avs things. Very few from when they won their first cup. Get that stuff now, dude. Go commemorate that and own that. Cale Makar, Nathan McKinnon. These are a special season. Stop over at No Limit Collectibles. Whether you're a collector, you know someone that's a collector, decorate the man cave, have those awesome signed cards. I mean, that's cool, man. I like cards. I collected cards a lot. I don't have my old ones anymore, but I have a John Elway rookie card. Never been out of the case. It's just mint condition. Some of these cool things that I've collected over the years that are autographed and such. Dude, now's the time. Stop by No Limit Collectibles. Dixon says, we better hope the Rockies stay in it, or the only thing you'll have to talk about for a while is how the Broncos are going to win 11 games. Or Christian Brown's mom. Dixon texts me, Jades, yesterday. Now, you weren't here last year, but apparently I'm Mr. 11. I didn't even realize that. Dixon says, one thing's consistent. Brady will pick the Broncos to win 11 games. Lock it down. Death, taxes, and Brady predicting the Broncos to win a lot. Yeah, but this year it's for reals. This year I believe it. Last year, that was all just me being a terrible journalist and being a fan of the team. I did. I believed in Drew Lock last year. Sorry. I did. I know. Everybody hates me for that. I thought he could be. I still think he might turn it around in Seattle. I'll be curious as hell to see what happens there. But this year I'm going with it. I believe it. I really do. Do you think journalists, local journalists, like Kevin Lytle for the Colorado one, great friend of ours, Chris Dempsey used to work for the Denver Post. He works for Altitude TV now. Great. We talk to writers on this show. Brendan Vogt. Do you think it's okay for local journalists to be fans of the teams they cover? What do you think there, Jades?
Not only do I think it's okay, I think they have to be.
You're from a younger generation, too, where, bro, let's be honest. players are breaking their own news. Coaches are breaking. So journalists, to me, I'm not what Kevin Lytle does, I couldn't do. That guy's phenomenal. But he also tells unique stories about players. That's where journalism is going now. Not, well, this just in. Broncos have acquired Russell Wilson. Dude, you saw that on Twitter before Adam Schefter could. I mean, a lot of times these guys, players are posting it, whatever, and then that's it. We've all changed how we do media now. All of us. Radio stations, dude. I mean, we're all into podcasting now, which you can podcast the show after it airs every single day. Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, all that stuff. 1310kfk.com and thewholeshow.com. But I just think that we have changed the way we do things. But I've never really thought it would be a bad thing to root for the team you cover if you're still being critical when your team warrants criticism. You can't be a fanboy all the time. I get into fanboy mode, sure. But I also criticize. I did. I criticized Vic Fangio. I criticized Teddy Bridgewater, that move. And George Payton's one move so far that I've not been a fan of was that move. So you have to be critical.
I think you're right. I mean, if you're going to be a beat writer or cover a team, whatever your title is, you have to examine the team for what it is. I mean, you can do it in a positive manner. You don't have to say, oh, the Rockies are a good team that just underperform. Like, that's, I mean, and then they're going to lose the rest of the season. Like, no, you can just leave it at it. Same with, like, the headlines. Like, when people are passing away and the headline is, you never had a 1,000-yard season.
You go into someone dies and the first headline is, never really took hold in the NFL. Passed away today. Adam Schefter did that.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of my same mentality. Like, you can do things in a positive manner. Like, it doesn't have to be negative, but I mean.
But it can be negative, too. Like, okay, so the whole reason, and if you missed the first half of the show, Mike Chambers, who writes for the Denver Post, is more or less the Avalanche beat writer. And those of you that are not with that lingo, that means you're focused on that team. That's who they hire you. That's your beat. You're the Avalanche guy. You're going to be focusing and following this team. You're going to be at practice. You're going to be at games. You're going to be writing about stories and depth charts and contracts and getting quotes on a daily basis. That is your job. I met him, Chambers, at CSU. They sent him up to do some CSU coverage and stuff and seemed like a nice guy, whatever. And I don't read a lot of his stuff. I do read the Denver Post. I don't read a lot of his stuff. But I gotta say, I could have swore I've seen an article from him criticizing something the Avs have done wrong at some point. Well, so Mike Chambers goes and he finds he posts these pictures, and it's of him taking a picture with a cigar in his mouth next to Gabriel Landeskog. I think it's Gabriel Landeskog in the picture. I can't remember what I saw last night. They're both holding the Stanley Cup. Then there's another picture of Chambers by himself. Looks like he had spilled some beverage on his shirt. He's got the cigar. He's holding up the Stanley Cup. And then he posted something like, one of the greatest, coolest things I've ever done. Well, you're getting there's a lot of people that come out and say, it's awesome, dude, because those people like enjoy life and they have fun and not everything is taken so seriously. But then there's like these really knee-deep into their journalistic integrity thing that's like, you can't be a fan of the team, meaning you can't celebrate a Stanley Cup title with the team. You need to do your work, turn in your deadline, go home to your hotel and sit there. Again, I'm sure they're not suggesting don't go out and have fun and stuff, but are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? If I were there and Gabriel Landeskog said, Brady, dude, you've busted your butt. You've covered this team. I know sometimes you've given us some crap, but you help us grow. Reporters help teams grow. They do. It gets it out there for us to read the stories. Come on. Come grab a beer with us. And you're going to say no?
I mean, we talked about this on Monday. I mean, would you drink the milk out of the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Obviously.
You would drink milk.
Because
if that's legal reasons. You can drink. I'm getting hammered off of that Stanley Cup trophy, bro. I'm sorry. You, Mom, look at me now, Mama. I made it. I'm drinking out of the Stanley Cup with the captain of the Stanley Cup winner. Are you out of your mind? Of course. Dixon says, how exactly do you force yourself not to be a fan of a team you cover? Either you are or you aren't. You're right. He's exactly right. I get people like, why aren't you talking more about the Mammoth? I'm not a fan of the Mammoth. I don't play. I've never played lacrosse. I've never followed lacrosse. So I'm not a fan. But I can still say congratulations and do all that stuff. And if they become bigger, we can start. I was not really a diehard Colorado Eagles fan, and we did a weekly. But I am a fan of the Avalanche. I grew up watching them. I became a sports radio host because I was a fan. And Dixon says, are you supposed to be a closet fan and act like you aren't? People see through that crap, too. I'm not a fan. National, sure. But I don't like Jim Rome. Do you care if... Now, Jim Rome will say he doesn't root. And some guys don't. That's just where that's their deal. He doesn't root. But do you have a problem if Dan Patrick gets on the air and says he's a fan of the Cubs? As long as it's not all Cubs all day, every day. I don't want to hear Troy Aikman and Buck talk about their favorite teams in a neutral broadcast. That's where I draw the line. If you're a neutral writer, you write for SI, you write for ESPN, I think you should somewhat remain neutral. But that doesn't mean you're not a fan. I mean, I've watched neutral shows, though, where they're like, oh, I know you're a Cubs fan. Our guy Andrew Bogish, who you hear on Writer Than You every day before us, before Clark and the coach, he's a Mets fan. What are we talking about here? What's the harm in being a fan of your team if you can be critical?
Well, and see, I think you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about the Mammoth. I mean, you're not a lacrosse fan. If you were to cover it, you wouldn't have as much energy.
I wouldn't have energy. Like, I don't know. Right? They lacrossed better than the other team lacrossed today.
Exactly. I mean, that's how our Avs coverage started at the beginning.
No, well, and see, in my defense, I was an Avs fan growing up and then got out of it with the two lockouts, never really got back into the game. But still, deep down, you're still kind of like, yeah, I would rather the Avs win than lose. The other thing, dude, is ratings. Do you want to hear me? Okay, cool, Mike Anderson just got hired for the UNC baseball team. Cool, right? It's awesome. Neat. See what happens. How much did I talk about UNC baseball on this show, James? Since you've been on this show, how many times have I talked about UNC baseball? When I hope that they win, I really do. Doesn't move the needle. They're a bad, bad program. UNC football with Ernest Collins Jr. was a bad program. Oh, they hired Ed McCaffrey. Bingo, there's a story. There's a story we can talk about. If the teams I talk about suck, why should you listen? Do I talk Rockies nonstop on this program? No. Win a series against the Dodgers and suddenly I start talking about you a little more. But I'm still going to... We want the teams we root for to be good. So even if you're not a fan, you should still be rooting for the teams you cover to be good. Because it's better for your listenership, your readership, your viewership, all your ships. Dixon says Rich Eisen, who's on this show, on this station, in the afternoons, 3 to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Rich Eisen doesn't hide the fact that he's a lifelong Jets fan. And he's been the National NFL Network guy forever. Yeah, and you know what? Now that you mentioned it, it doesn't bother me. Because he talks a lot about the NFL. If you can still talk about the things you're supposed to talk about, if you can still be critical, if the Avs go on a four-game losing streak, which I don't know that happened very much, can you be critical and call out Jared Bednar and Joe Sakic and say, hey, maybe they got it wrong. Maybe they did this wrong. Maybe they did that wrong. If you can be fair, fine. But when things are good and you want to write positive stories about how Jared Bednar came up from this and became this, now he's a Stanley Cup legend, and Joe's, abso-freaking-lutely do that. So this picture has people so upset. Holyoke says, can we talk more about Minnesota Vikings and what's to come into the NFC North? Yeah, we'll talk Vikings some point, I'm sure. this really bothered me, how some handled it. Now, I had a guy coming after me saying, "This at absolutely no time is it okay for a journalist to root for the team he covers." What? Again, can you be critical and responsible and a good reporter? You can still... I got to ask Kevin this, and Kevin might give me the reporter answer. I'll ask him tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right, Jades? Do you root for the Rams to win or lose? Simple. I mean, dude, I did the David Roddy show. You don't think I rooted for David Roddy? Are you kidding me? I had fun with it. My listenership went up because of it. I have people tweeting at me saying if Roddy gets taken by the Nuggets, Brady's head will explode. I have built my persona as a guy who is supportive and excited about these teams, but I'm also critical. You don't think I said anything bad about David Roddy? Not bad as a person. He's like the greatest dude in the world. Got an autograph signed from him and everything, bro. But did I say, hey, my worry for Roddy as to maybe why he wouldn't go in the first round is because he's good at everything. He's not great at one thing. So I can say those things. I've said it. I'll continue to do it.
Not only that, but you've also had people on who have, it's not like they're not supportive of him, but they've criticized certain aspects
Absolutely.
Of his build.
Absolutely. And you don't think that Jenny Kavnar's rooting for CSU to win? Now, again, she's a Rams alum, but she's been honest before. We were all honest about Steve Adazio. That crap was so bad. We were all honest about it. I just, for the life of me, if it hadn't been brought to my attention, I would have looked at that picture and been like, good for you, Mike. That's freaking cool. You don't think Adam Schefter is friends with some of these coaches and managers that he gets tidbits from? You don't think he roots for them? Now, it might not come through, but we are sports fans first. Now, when you talk about like the integrity, okay, if you're not going to call them out and all of your stuff's going to be fluff pieces, then your ratings and readership will show. But if people eat that up, then you keep doing it. There's no freaking rule. This isn't like you're acting like there's a constitution written for ethical sports reporting. I miss that part in history. Whenever we begin sports teams, there will be a code of ethics. Thou shall not rooteth for thine team. Thou shall drink milk and eat toast every night. Go to bed at 7:30 sharp. When you talk about ethics in sports, yes, there's a lot of ways to go about ethics in sports. But celebrating with the team that you cover after they won the Stanley Cup is not a bad deal. If I'm the Denver Post, I'm saying good for you to get in. Question I have for you, can you still be critical of this team now that you drinketh from the cuppeth? And if the answer is you damn right I will be. If they're bad, I'm going to call them out. Unless you work for the team, then that's a completely different story. Yes, I think that you have to be responsible. I don't think that every day I can get on here and say, yeah, the Rockies lost 10 in a row, but I'm telling you, Jades, they're not that bad. No, they're bad. Dixon said, you did, however, let your fandom of Elway cloud your judgment about him as GM and all the hall passes you give him. You keep John Elway's name out of your mouth, Dixon. He is a great man and a savior. But I can be critical. 38 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. The guy that came at me on Twitter had just popped and said, integrity and credibility matters. If you want to root for the team, buy a ticket and go sit in the stands. I have done that. I've also sat in the media booths, too, and that's a snooze fest. I sit there. No, I want to be out there enjoying the sports that we follow and love that's supposed to be fun. This is a mean one, too, Jades. This one hurt my feelings a little bit. This is from Will. Why are you bothering with Hull? He's a nobody who works at a nowhere radio station. He's only this much above the pimply kid who sits in his mommy's basement. I just clicked that dude. He doesn't even have a profile picture, and he has zero followers. Why tweet if you have no followers? Nobody's listening. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, so what does that make you, bud?
That's what I'm like, what? How about two-time CBA winner for best talk show in a major market? I don't know, man. Trolls. I love trolls. They're great. Twitter, tough guys. You can't even put your profile picture on your Twitter account. What are we doing here? Positive story. I am better than a pimply kid because I'm married. It is my 10-year anniversary today with to my beautiful wife, Brittany, the mother of my amazing child. It is fantastic. I couldn't have picked a better partner. She is my partner in crime. She's the best person I know. She makes me better every single day. So, yes, happy anniversary. Susan and Cheryl like that. They were always bummed when I got married because they thought they had a chance. You're like both in your 60s, all right? It might have worked at some in some different universe, but also the smoke gets to me. 44 minutes after the hour, First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Dixon, holy blank, big anniversary. Congrats. Thanks, my man. Appreciate you, dude. I just didn't think it would be that volatile, the whole Mike Chambers thing. Like, the small amount of people that really do hate that Chambers partied with the Avs really freaking hate it. I mean, just absolutely are just pissed. Like, he shouldn't have a job anymore. That's just weird. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Nuggets get their trade deal done. And you know what? I feel pretty good about this situation. Now, trying not to sound like a fanboy, the depth chart does concern me. I like Bones Highland. I think Bones has the makings of being that guy, but he's a young guy. You know, he's going into his second year. There's still going to be some growing pains for him. Can he be that consistent guy? Like, you know, you're probably going to be the sixth man, probably going to be the first guy off the bench, depending on how the rotation works. Can he be somebody that really fills in when Jamal's out? And, you know, again, Jamal and Michael Porter Jr., I've talked about it till we're blue in the face. So much depends on them being able to come back and be healthy. But you do look at the depth, and it's Bones Highland at backup point guard, Christian Brown at backup two. Is he a backup already? Who's backing up Michael Porter Jr.? You're probably going to mix in a Jeff Green, or if they keep Austin Rivers, and maybe you mix and match once in a while. Zeke Nagy moving around to back up Aaron Gordon. If you don't sign DeMarcus Cousins, you got to figure out the center position for somebody that can actually play now. So I like the move for the starting lineup. That made sense. I look at Jamal Murray, KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic. That seems like a pretty damn good starting five. They're going to need another guy on that bench. Probably going to need to make another move because you can't just assume that Christian Brown will be good as a rookie. I'm not even going to assume he's going to be as good as Bones was as a rookie. And you can't, of course, assume that Bones will just take that step step forward. He could go into a sophomore slump, too. So you're going to need more insurance here. Wouldn't be surprised if Calvin Booth gets a little more aggressive and tries to find, you know, one more key piece off the bench. Bama Bear, what's wrong with celebrating the team that you've been writing for all season long in a championship year? It's not easy getting interviews and talking to players and coaches every single day. Exactly. 100% exactly right. Is if you can be responsible and critical about your coverage, when the team warrants being critical about, then can you do that? If you can't do that, all right, we're talking a different story. We're talking something completely different. There's a radio station in Denver called The Fan. Like, we're fans. It's just the way it is. Oh, boy. 48 minutes after the hour. Drink out of the Stanley Cup if you get a chance. Life is way too short. Like, you could actually have a chance of doing that. Not many people get to say that. We'll take a short break, wrap up the show. We'll get to what's on TV. I have, let's give these away right now. American Bullfighting tickets, caller number 4. right now for Saturday, July 2nd at 1 o'clock, a pair of American bullfighting tickets courtesy of our friends at Buildings by Design. Grab these right now. Call 4-970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here on The Hull Show, powered by, PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. The news of the day, the Nuggets have finally moved on from Will Barton, and unfortunately, Monte Morris goes along in that deal to the Washington Wizards. But you get KCP and Ish Smith out of the deal. Is Ish Smith going to be a part of this team, really? He'll be like a third-string point guard, but you know, if anything, it does serve to it should serve some notice that the Nuggets need to be ready for any kind of injury, because losing Jamal Murray certainly derailed a season and a half for this team. So depth is not a bad thing. I have some concerns on the depth chart. They've got to make some moves there. I still don't think they're done. They're going to need another big enough piece on that bench. They should probably sign Boogie Cousins, too. I do think that the Nuggets should sign Boogie Cousins. I don't know why that hasn't happened. The longer we go, feels like it's not going to happen. So I'm just crossing my fingers, because I thought he earned his keep in the playoffs. I will be disappointed if they don't re-sign Boogie Cousins. Tonight, the Dodgers and the Rockies are going at it at 6:40, going for the sweep. Are they going to get it done? Marquez is going to the mound for the Rocks. It's been kind of an up and down year for him, but the Colorado Rockies are 33-42. Tanner Schwent and I of Good Morning NoCo have a lunch bet on whom will the Rockies be better than, or even, or worse than 8 games under 500. Well, they are sitting at 9 games under. This would get them to 8. I still claim that Tanner said they would be better than 8 games. They would be better than 8 games. I said they would be 8 games under. He said they would be better. He's claiming tonight would be a push if the Rockies win. Hey, if the Rockies can sweep the Dodgers, fine. You don't have to buy me a fancy lunch. We'll bet on something else. I'll be right about that. Hey, be good to each other. Stop being a troll on Twitter. I don't care if you come at me as much. I'm getting used to it, but be good to each other. If a guy wants to drink from the Stanley Cup, let him do it and cover the team. That's all I'm saying. Have a fun time. Be careful out there tonight. Weather might be kind of crazy. Enjoy the Greeley Stampede. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.